Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Coming up on 8:06 a.m., people are talking about happening now in Muncie. There is a fatal wreck, McGalliard-Tillotson. Weather ups and downs. Muncie Central High School principal in studio, bottom of hour, 8:30. We'll get to the weather in a second. First, I want to deal with this right now happening accident, very severe accident. Sergeant Van Atta, Muncie Police, let me know. Kyle Johnson from EMA, Delaware County, and Coroner Gavin Green has confirmed at least one fatality. This is in the intersection of Tillotson and McGalliard. At this time of the day, a very, very busy intersection in Delaware County, right there, right now. All lanes, all directions are closed. They need to do the investigation of an extremely serious car accident. We'll talk about that with the sheriff in just a second. But again, all lanes, all directions are closed at the Tillotson and McGalliard intersection. Avoid that area completely. We've also been told it'll be several hours while they investigate and clean up. Now, we always try to get the weather in first. Everybody needs to know what that's going to be. Let's get that from WMUN's meteorologist Paul Poteet.
Good morning. One last warm day is ahead of us. The typical high temperature this time of year is 65 for East Central Indiana. We've been in the 70s and the 80s since Sunday. Well, a cold front means business. It arrives with showers and thunderstorms tonight. Till then, partly to mostly sunny with a high of 75. The showers and storms won't get here till after sunset. Winds gusting up to 25 miles an hour. Any of the storms could be severe this evening. There's a level 1 out of 5 risk. Then a low of 48. Mostly to partly sunny, breezy, only 58 Friday. And a mostly to partly sunny weekend. Highs in the mid-50s. Right. We do stay above freezing at night.
Mr. Poteet, thanks for everything, including yesterday when he had a tornado watch that was issued. We didn't see that one coming yesterday, but you never know what to expect with Indiana weather. Just wait a minute. It'll change. Sheriff Tony Skinner is in the studio now. You made sure that I knew there was that wreck happening in Muncie right now, a very serious situation.
Yes, it is. Yes. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Glad that you're here. Thanks a lot. We'll stay with the Muncie Police and the county coroner and all the other sources on that particular accident, but the sheriff is certainly aware of how serious that one is. Let's talk about a couple of things from my notes here. We haven't been together since the eclipse. Well, how about your review of how Delaware County did?
I thought we did great, actually. A lot of planning went into that. We didn't get the population in the county like we expected, but that's okay because that's cut down on the the hangovers and the you know, people being blocked in traffic and
sure.
stuff. So
yep.
yeah,
yep.
we had a lot of planning, but it was a spectacular event. It was overwhelming. It was a lot more than the actual event was more than I expected. It was pretty awesome.
I did play by play of it. I figured I'd never be able to do play by play of an eclipse.
It was
again,
so cool
because I won't be around in 2099. I don't think.
Well, yeah, probably not.
Very cool. Well, probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay. I also like to use these opportunities for you to you know, lift up your guys and gals that are doing good work on behind the scenes and in front of the scenes, too. I see a March 25 post. There were some promotions and some moves within the Delaware County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of a reorganization going on. Actually, it takes effect tomorrow, but we promoted some gentlemen to the rank of lieutenant, sergeant, and corporal. So we had a lot of movement going on. We've got a couple of new guys that are starting with us their first days tomorrow. We've got a couple of young deputies who are going to the academy. in about a week and a half. So yeah, we got some movement going on and some things, and we're excited about our future. So appreciate you bringing that up.
Sheriff Skinner, you just said something about reorganization. Can you talk about what that's?
Just some movement. With anytime you get, three or four or five promotions all together at one time, you're going to have movement. Those people aren't always going to stay on the shift that they're on or at their current assignment. So some folks are just getting shuffled around. Yeah, like I said, looking forward to the future.
I got you. Last night was Living Proof. I saw a lot of law enforcement there. We were there to cover it for the radio station. Bruce Qualls, retired Muncie Police Department officer, and so many others, volunteering their time, doing great work. Boy, the folks, if you didn't hear me talking about it recently, this is them reenacting the situation of a drinking and driving crash, impaired driving crash. And they stage two cars crashed on the front yard of Muncie Central High School. And then they have actors that are acting out the scenes of what it's really like, what you and all the other law enforcement folks, Sheriff Skinner, deal with far too often when somebody makes that kind of an incredibly bad decision.
Yeah, they do. They walk it all the way through from the crash to the person getting arrested, going to jail, going to court, and what that whole procedure's like. Because luckily most people don't know what that's like, but the whole point of it is to show these kids, it's prom season's coming up, and the rest of their life is coming up, how bad the consequences can be from just one poor decision. So I think it's a great thing, and Bruce does a great job with that.
Yeah, Brian Blair, by the way, he's the one that does the makeup and the faces and all that. Sheesh, he made it so real again. Last night. This is WMUN's Delaware County Today. Steve Lindell with Sheriff Tony Skinner right here. I know you and your law enforcement brethren are thinking about Hendricks County, the deputy there.
My wife and I had this discussion yesterday. Honestly, I'm kind of surprised that things like this don't happen more often, especially, on the midnight shift. And I'm thankful, and I feel blessed that they don't, but just such an unfortunate incident with that young man. I did have the opportunity yesterday. It was kind of special. The FOP up in Huntington, they wrote a check to their family, and they bounced it down from county to county. So I went up and helped relay that check from Grant County to Madison County. So nice to see, the law enforcement community coming together and helping those families. But, yeah, just such an unfortunate incident.
Deputy Fisker, I believe, is the one that perished in that situation. We had it in our news in the last couple of days. One of the other things I wanted to talk to you about today was the hands-free law. It seems pretty straightforward to me, but every time I drive my car, every time I go home or come to work or go around for appointments or news coverage or whatever, I see people on their phones in their car driving all the time. Yeah. You can't do that, right?
You're not supposed to do that. No, it's called hands-free for a reason, right?
I
see it too. I see it.
How often do we, law enforcement, you can't pull everybody over for everything all the time.
It's just like speeding. Yeah. People speed all the time, and they just, we just can't do it.
Yeah. It's so dangerous. Is the law that if you're at a stoplight or a stop sign and you're not impeding traffic, you can do something there if you're stopped?
That's
is that allowed?
That is correct,
okay.
Yes.
If you're rolling, don't touch it.
If you're rolling, it's supposed to not be in your hand.
And if it's in your hand and on speaker, by the way, it's
still in your hand. Correct. Correct.
I feel like a dad talking to all of my children listeners there. And by the way, if your car is connected to your dash and your hands free, you're not touching the phone, hands free. That's okay.
That's okay.
But
that's okay. Yep.
Sheesh.
Yep.
Anything else you wanted to touch on before we get you out of here?
What do we got? We got an election coming up in a couple of weeks, so
we do.
We want to make sure everybody early voting is going on at the county building downtown. So make sure you get out and express your opinion.
Absolutely. Yep. I totally concur. Sheriff Skinner, thanks for the time.
Enjoy
the rest of your day.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful.
More coming up in just a moment on WMUN.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-260-7979. That's 800-260-7979. 800-260-7979.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
April the 18th, 8:17 a.m. Eastern. Our top immediate story right now is a very serious crash in Muncie at McGalliard and Tillotson. That's the intersection where it occurred. There has been at least one fatality. Gavin Green, county coroner, confirmed that to WMUN Radio News. Investigation continues, and we were told by Sergeant Van Atta with Muncie Police that all lanes, all directions are closed. Kyle Johnson with the Delaware County EMA also made sure we knew that as well. And we're also finding out from very loyal listener Jam that seeing right now that up to Bethel is closed, and then up to Chatham is closed. So that far back and around. Thank you, Jam, for the information. We like the firsthand news coming from our listeners, eyewitnesses, etc. And would just avoid that area at all costs. There's ways to get around it, other ways to bypass that area. But it's going to take at least a couple of more hours, according to Muncie Police, Sergeant Van Atta, before they get that accident scene investigated properly and cleared away. When we know more facts, we will certainly tell you immediately on WMUN and the rest of the Wolf Boom Radio Group. Our news summary airing now on WMUN. Indiana House Bill 1338 limits access to the public access counselor. What was Sue Arrington's vote?
Well, I voted no.
Okay, why did you vote no?
A lot of it was because of this last minute amendment, because the counselor looks at all the laws, and I suppose an individual could do that, but most of us don't know where to look. The public counselor does.
The bill was authored by J.D. Prescott, having to do with public meeting decorum, but amendments were added and allowed to stay in the legislation. Now that Caitlin Clark has been selected by the Indiana Fever, it's time for her and the team to prep. John Herrick has that.
Clark is a big part of the reason the WNBA draft got about 2.5 million viewers. That's the first time since 2008 that any WNBA telecast reached a million viewers. Fever head coach Christy Sides says it's one thing to see Clark on TV or talk to her on the phone.
But I don't think you know anyone really until you're in that locker room with your teammates, the 12 of them, and they can get to know her.
And Sides says she's looking forward to that process. They start the regular season May 14th against Connecticut. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
Contest time for music departments from a last week interview with Chuck Reynolds.
Middle school and high schools have been performing across the state in musical contests. In fact, Isaac Denniston at Northside, they took all the choirs went and all received gold superior ratings, a few with distinctions, which is the highest rating that you can get. And in fact, because of all of their terrific work and all of the contests they've participated in, they are up for the Indiana State School Music Association All Music Award. Wow. So they need a big banner to hang in their building. They have to apply, but I think that they're going to be able to do that.
He's the incoming CEO of the Muncie Community Schools from WMUN radio interview last week. Leach leaving. Here's Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour from a last week social media post.
Some sad news. Adam Leach, our city engineer, will be leaving us. He told me several weeks ago. We're in the process of replacing him, but in the meantime, just for the good news is, he's not leaving our community. He's taken a remote position with WSP, and they are the nation's largest civil engineering firm. We have contracted with them to help us with services that he's already started. Rather than paying somebody to learn everything that's been going on, we contracted with them for him to help us through those particular projects as we continue to look for his permanent replacement.
As the nation and locals continue memorializing Carl Erskine following his Tuesday death, some of those thoughts come from those who were fortunate to be close to him on stage and off. One of those sharing such thoughts, country gospel singer-songwriter Woody Wright.
Carl Erskine, a national treasure right here in Madison County. He's the last of the Boys of Summer. What a hero. He always had the greatest Major League Baseball stories. And for 20 years that I've known him and playing music with him, he never repeated one. And they're all great. We'll miss Carl.
Woody and his wife Vonnie performed many times at the Special Olympics concerts with Carl. Brett Busby, WMUN Radio News.
Former BSU Cardinal and current Colts offensive lineman Danny Pinter is among the special guests at Stop, Drop, Rock and Roll 2024, benefiting the families of our fallen firefighters. At the Indiana Roof Ballroom, 7 till 11 p.m. tonight, $30 at the door. Suzanne Crouch called the conversations about COVID lockdowns and mask mandates private between her and Governor Holcomb, her boss. But now, as a candidate for his job, clearly states her disagreement.
So I have learned from the mistakes of our top executive. And I will tell you, as governor, we will not have mask mandates or lockdowns because of what it's done to us, but particularly to our young people. And the health experts will be on tap, but they are not going to be on top. I trust Hoosiers to make the decisions about their own health.
That from WMUN News Radio last week. She's a Republican candidate for governor in the May 7 primary.
I'm Peter Killeen. A former employee accused of stealing thousands of dollars from the Muncie Credit Union where she worked signed an agreement to enter guilty pleas, according to the Star Press. 29-year-old Samantha Underhill was arrested in August 2022 for allegedly stealing $1,500 from a customer's account at Prime Trust Financial FCU. A Muncie man arrested on Sunday. He reportedly stole a car from a South Muncie gas station, dragging the owner 30 to 50 feet during the incident earlier in the month. Fox 59 reporting 55-year-old James Himes arrested on account of auto theft in relation to the theft.
The Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra is once again planning to perform as part of the annual Symphony on the Prairie event. Sasha Nixon reports that This year's concert lineup has been announced.
This year, you can also see tributes to different artists and hear songs made famous by musicians like John Williams and Taylor Swift. You can even celebrate disco or honor our country's Independence Day through the Star Spangled Symphony. Each performance will kick off at 8 p.m., with gates opening at 6 p.m. Tickets will be available starting April 23rd. Learn more about Symphony on the Prairie at ConnorPrairie.org. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
Today at Worthen Arena, BSU, Meva win or go home. Ohio State Buckeyes take on Loyola Chicago Ramblers at 4. Then at 7 p.m., Ball State versus Lindenwood. It's the ninth time in Delaware County a convicted person was sentenced for dealing resulting in death. 32 years in prison for Kimberly Twigg, who pled guilty. Twigg had admitted that after she watched the victim die of the drug she sold him, she continued to sell drugs for 9 months until her arrest. Grad workers at IU went on strike Wednesday.
Those graduate workers want a union election and better pay. Last January, the Indiana Graduate Workers Coalition submitted 1,300 union cards and a letter to IU President Pamela Winton wanting that union election and better pay that better reflects the cost of living. The IGWC says Winton never bothered to respond after trying to get a hold of her on several occasions. After putting it to a vote Monday, they're now going on strike for the next 3 days. Harrison Silcox, Network Indiana.
Whatever happened to One Ball State Day? President Mearns finally told us last week.
So we raised approximately $1.2 million on that one day. More than 7,000, I think it's 7,200 individual gifts.
The annual fundraising event happened earlier this month.
I'm Peter Killeen. A Muncie man who approached a black woman while masked outside City Hall and directed a racial slur at her has been convicted of a felony charge. According to the Star Press, a judge found 26-year-old Trenton Austin Whitaker Blakey guilty of intimidation in connection with an incident outside City Hall. A man's under arrest in connection with a break-in at a mobile home in Newcastle. Police say they found items stolen from that property in the residence of 33-year-old Stephen Barrett, who lives in the same mobile home park. He's charged with burglary, possession of meth, possession of a controlled substance, and 3 counts of theft.
Parts of Indiana will see some insects at the end of May. Sam Fritz has what you need to know.
They only come around once every 13 or 17 years, depending on which brood is in your county. Hoosiers in northwest and southwest Indiana will see two different broods of cicadas emerging this summer. Dr. Elizabeth Long of Purdue University told WIBC's Kendall and Casey they don't hurt humans or pets, but folks may need to be cautious of their plants.
For folks who have maybe a landscape business or vineyards, a nursery, so any kind of younger woody shrubs or trees.
She added that female cicadas most often target young plants as that is where they lay their eggs. Sam Fritz, Network Indiana.
The location has been released for the Muncie Community Schools State of the Schools event. Southside Middle School is the place, May 8th, 7 p.m. And speaking of schools, coming up next in studio, Principal Muncie Central High School. Mr. Walker is next on WMUN.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. Go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code AUDIO. Use code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up.
Hi, I'm Mark Cuban, entrepreneur, businessman, and TV fan. People always come to me for investment advice. So here's a quick tip for you. Stop overpaying for cable and switch to Philo. What's Philo? It's the best way to watch more than 70 of your favorite channels and save big on your monthly bills. You can stream top channels like AMC, A&E, Discovery, live and on demand. Philo's also got a library with thousands of hours of movies and shows just waiting for you. Plus, an unlimited DVR that lets you save all your favorites and rewatch them for up to 1 year. All of this for just $25 a month. You don't need me to tell you that this is a deal you need to make. Philo, now and forever.
Head on over to philo.tv. That's philo.tv. And start your 7-day free trial now.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Live radio, moment to moment. You never know what's going to happen, especially when the principal is in the house.
Steve,
Chris,
how are you?
Walker is here. I'm great.
Good.
What you got there?
I come bearing gifts.
Stop it.
Well, you always look so good in purple. I wanted to make sure you had enough.
What are you doing to me? Hey. Oh my God, hold on a second. I'm not holding it up right. What is that? Oh, man, isn't that beautiful? Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for all you do for us, and that's just a small token of our appreciation. But I know you're out and about in the community a lot, so when you get a chance to rep the Bearcats at those various events, you'll be well donned with some purple.
You know I will.
I know you will.
You know, I'm like a NASCAR driver. I'll wear a logo if I'm asked to, and, you know, it's
and if they're not a sponsor?
They should be.
There you go.
I love this guy. He's the principal of the Bearcats, Muncie Central High School. Thanks for hosting last night's Living Proof event again.
Absolutely.
At your place.
Yeah, I'm so glad that we have that back up and going, you know, after COVID. And then, so interesting story, and I know Bruce Qualls, you know, they do such a great job.
Yeah.
They moved the crashing to literally right in front of the high school in the yard.
Yes.
So we did get a few phone calls after the cars were placed there, letting us know that there was a wreck in the front yard. But we, even one of our staff members yesterday was walking by and looked. He goes, "Oh my gosh!" And I said, "Living proof." And they're like, "Oh, never mind."
Okay, never mind.
But no, that's such a great event, and thank you to all the first responders and everybody that comes in. I actually saw a couple of former students as I was working my way through the building yesterday as they were preparing for that event. And, you know, really happy that we're able to host that for Bruce and the team.
All right, some items from Muncie Central High School band and choir. Let's start there.
Yeah, on my drive in, I heard you had a little replay of Dr. Reynolds' interview from recently about all the things that our performing arts are doing. But wanted to give a shout out to Mr. Clark and Mr. Sager with our band. They've been preparing. The Wind Ensemble has their ISMA performance actually tomorrow night over at Pendleton Heights. So we're fingers crossed for a great showing there. I actually had a chance to sit in their rehearsal yesterday in the auditorium as they're prepping. And it's pretty intense, but they're doing a great job. And then Mr. Jones and Mr. Durkach, who take care of our choirs, they recently had their spring choir concert that was very well attended, did a great job. But they performed recently at solo and ensemble all the way to the state level, several gold ratings, and then even a couple gold with distinction. So we're really proud of our performing arts, and our teachers spend a ton of time doing that. But I'd encourage anybody listening that you get a chance to see that they're performing in their concerts. I think admission is barely $2 sometimes. Sometimes it's free. But boy, what a good night to come and make your soul feel good to hear some great performances from our Bearcats.
You mentioned ISMA Friday. There's a Pendleton thing, I guess, over the weekend.
Yeah, choir's going to Pendleton for their performance on Saturday as well. So thanks to Pendleton for hosting a lot recently. But yeah, we're our choirs are going down there for their competition on Saturday as well. So good luck to both of them, the band and the choir, and bring home those gold ratings.
Chris Walker, principal Muncie Central High School. He loves his education stuff, but he also loves the sports and understands the pluses that are involved with all of that learning that happens in that regard. What about spring sports? Hey, give us some highlights, huh?
Well, Mother Nature is winning right now, yeah. But the last couple of days have been really good. So we've had a chance to kick off spring sports, as most everyone around the state has. And, you know, just an opportunity that you give me once a month, Steve, to just tell our folks how much we appreciate them, but our coaches, you know, our parents and guardians, our family members that get our Bearcats to and from games and practices and all the fun things. But give a shout-out to our track team. They had a really good week this last week, did great at the Marion Relays last Saturday. And then this past Tuesday, we hosted Delta and Tipton in a three-way meet. And boys team came out victorious. Girls team, I think, finished second in that. So track athletes are hopefully peaking at the right time. Here in about a month, it'll be sectional, and we'll be on the way to state tournament series. So
Ball Rec Field looked busy last night with some track or something when I was there for living proof.
Yeah, so both middle schools last night were hosting elementary track meets. So Muncie Central, we hosted a middle school track meet last night. So, but what a nice – well, you know, I mean, we're overly proud of the renovations that have been taking place over there. But what a great venue for us. And we were actually hosting Tuesday night. One of our parents stopped me and said, you know, it's all just kind of coming together, isn't it? And it really is. But, we campus is busy. We're glad for that.
Did I notice right next to the stadium itself, the building that's going up, is that the locker rooms and all that
correct
stuff?
Yeah,
that part of that?
Yep, just on the north side, inside kind of the – I want to say the fence, but there's part of this phase is the permanent fencing that goes around the stadium.
Right.
But just inside the fence is the locker room facility that's going in with the restrooms, the concessions, a little bit of storage in there. But yeah, it's we got four walls. When I left to come here, tons of green vests on top of the roof, getting that thing sealed up. So we are we're full bore go ahead in terms of construction on the locker room facility.
And again, with all the renovations, it's still Ball Recreational Field officially. Have we talked about Steve Lindell Stadium? Has that been considered at a board meeting at all?
Not a sponsor.
But should be.
But
all right.
Fine. Everything is under consideration, Steve.
money. Make a donation, Steve. All right. And graduation. Good heavens.
I know.
Are we getting close to that again?
Steve, we're real close. We're under 2 months. So Monday, June 3rd, we are at Emmons Auditorium this year on the campus of Ball State. So Worthen Arena, our friends over there, Autumn and Gonzo, they've got a renovation project with some of their bleachers going on. We know all too well about renovation projects right now. So we are doing our commencement ceremony at Emmons Auditorium. Still be 7:30 on that first Monday in June. We have Mr. Hudson, who's our Herf Jones rep, will be coming actually.
Or what again?
Herf Jones. Herf Jones is our graduation product supplier, so students order their caps and gowns, their announcements, and a bunch of other products from Mr. Hudson. He's coming next Wednesday. That usually kicks off it becomes real for our families, mm-hmm, because the kids will come home next Wednesday afternoon with their cap, their gown, their tassel, and all the things that they ordered.
See, if that was me, if I got my stuff on April 24th for a June 3rd graduation, I don't know if I'd be able to find it June 3rd.
Well,
if I was a high school kid, I mean. You know what I mean?
We do have that every once in a while. So we have a few extra stashed away just in case. Mainly the tassel seems to be the one that disappears.
Oh, yeah, because it's little.
Yeah. But, Mr. Hudson will be there, and we're kicking off our senior activities. We have our senior awards program that'll come up at the end of May. So when we're together in May, I'll be able to share more details about that. And something we got in the works this year. So our senior class officers got together. The parade that we had normally done with COVID has kind of fizzled a little bit, and we've pivoted, and we're working with our elementary principals to dress our seniors up one day before we leave. And I think some people remember the graduates go back to like their home elementary school in their cap and gown and walk the hallways. So we're working with Heidi White and Eric Grimm, who are our directors of secondary and elementary, to make a day where we can have our graduates go back to their host elementary. Now, I've already heard, you know, we had three elementaries that a lot of our students attended with Storr, Sutton, and Mitchell that obviously have been repurposed. So they're still going to be able to go to an elementary school and hopefully see some of their teachers back then. But
I like that.
So that's a trend that was there for a while, had left. We went with a parade route, and our seniors have felt like, let's do this. So more info on that coming up when we get together in May.
WMUN, Delaware County Today. Muncie's talking about the construction. Good.
Yeah.
Heavens, that continues to bubble up and build out.
It does. So the YMCA is going great. And the meetings that we're in there, it seems like everything is going well. Even though Mother Nature's not helped us from an athletic perspective, you know, here in early in the month of April, construction only has been delayed by a couple of days with weather. So they're in great shape, looking at probably sometime in that February to April. So almost a year from right now is when I think the building would they're not going to quote me, cause I don't do that.
I got it.
But about a year from right now at some point,
yeah.
The doors will be open and folks will be at the new YMCA, wow. But, so it's going really well. The one thing that's really exciting, I want to give a shout out to our friends at Project Leadership. They've been helping us with a ton of career exploration activities recently. Emma and Lynn from their team, they actually have a field trip today. We're taking about 20 of our students who have an interest in some form of a construction field. Wygan, who is the construction manager for the YMCA, is opening up their doors, if you will. So our kids are going to put on their vests and their hard hats, and they're going to take a tour of what currently is the YMCA facility. So appreciate the partnership and letting our kids have a little bit of a sneak peek into what's going on right in their backyard, but also maybe pique their interest in what they may want to do when they grow up.
Last item today, Principal Chris Walker, Muncie Central High School. We're talking tests and so on and so forth. What part of the year are we at in that regard?
So middle schools and everybody, they're in the iLearn testing for us. Biology iLearn will be coming up in May. We got our final exams coming up. We'll get that. We actually got that schedule out for second semester to our department chairs. We'll get that out to our whole staff by the end of this week and then start publishing that to our families. But we're coming up to the end, Steve. We actually are doing our midterm progress reports next Wednesday for our last 9 weeks grading period at Muncie Central. So we're doing everything we can to make sure our students finish strong and everything we can to make sure we're supporting our teachers and our staff so they finish strong. Teacher Appreciation Week is coming up here in May as well, and just we're very blessed with the staff that we have that pour into our students and families, but we're coming up to the end of another school year, and Steve.
Speaking of teachers, I know the board made that announcement, another bump in the starting school teacher pay and some incremental raises available of another sort. That's got to help you and everybody else in the school district as well.
It's a huge help. Appreciate our school board and our central office staff. I know deep down, if it wasn't necessarily a budgeting issue, it would be way more than it has been. But I think the good thing for Muncie Community Schools, you know, I've been here for 8 years. I've had a front row seat to a number of things that we've done. And we are so blessed to be in the position that we're in, that we're still recognizing that our teachers need to be paid competitively. I know that we feel the effects of that at the high school. You know, we're largest high school in our county, obviously the largest school in our district. And we had a 96% retention rate with our certified staff last year. And I know that a small part of that is the culture of our building, maybe bigger than what most think. But I also know that when folks feel like that they're paid what they feel like they're worth, they don't go looking around. And we're really happy with our staff and their commitment to our students. And I'm just glad that we're able to compensate them in a manner that they feel comfortable sticking around and doing what we do.
Well, they all have a great leader in you,
well,
too.
I appreciate that, Steve.
And I'm not just saying that because of the swag over here.
Well, good. I will buy your love. I'm not below that. So.
Chris Walker, Muncie Central High School principal. More in a moment on WMUN.
I started vaping to relieve stress.
I vape when I'm anxious.
I vape when I feel depressed.
The irony is, vaping actually increases my stress.
It makes me more anxious.
It makes my depression worse.
They're not the only ones the multi-billion dollar vaping industry has lied to. Vaping does a number on the mental and physical health of teens, and it's designed to be addictive, so teens keep vaping and keep buying. It's a never-ending cycle, but there is hope. If you know a teen who vapes, encourage them to join the hundreds of thousands of people who are quitting. Tell them to text Indiana to 873-373 to get helpful resources that will motivate, inspire, and support them in their journey to quit.
Vaping never helps. It only hurts. Now's the time to quit, and no one has to do it alone. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Department of Health.
With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $1,000 off select laundry appliances from top brands like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. And with convenient shopping in-store and online, you can get new appliances with smart, intuitive features any way you want. Like a new LG wash combo all-in-one that can run a full load in under 2 hours. Right now, get $1,000 off select laundry appliances with Spring Black Friday savings in-store and online at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Behold the grandeur of WMUN's Quest for the Best, presented by Magna. Nominate and rally behind your cherished businesses at Muncie'sQuestForTheBest.com. Whether it's a treasured pet groomer, a favored barber, or a boutique of distinction, nominate them without delay until Wednesday, April 24th at Muncie'sQuestForTheBest.com. Presented by Magna and the Talk of Muncie, WMUN.
Spring has sprung. Is your golf game ready for the season? Yes or no, Crestview Golf Club is ready for you. Here's a checklist. Golf balls, hats, polos, tees.
Need an upgrade on any of those?
Crestview Golf Club has merchandise arriving daily. Call or book your tee time online at crestviewgolf.net. And after the round, stop into Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill. Pizza, sandwiches, a full bar, and more. Crestview Golf Club and Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill.
Looking forward to seeing you this spring.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
With listeners in Minnesota, hi Mama, and Chicagoland, I see Mike Rhodes' IP address, and many others too, many more on the 92.5 FM and the 1340 AM and all the rest. It's been a great hour so far. We hope that you enjoy and are thinking the same thing. Let's, delayed into the hour, get a snapshot of our day today.
It's April 18th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Lineman Appreciation Day. Line workers help build and maintain power transmission or phone lines. Congress passed a bill after 2012's Hurricane Sandy, establishing today. Also on this day, wedding bells are ringing in 1956. The Prince of Monaco, Rainier III, married American film actress Grace Kelly. In 1906, the Great San Francisco Earthquake, 7.9 magnitude. Approximately 3,000 people died, and more than 75% of the city was destroyed by the quake and following fires. Some notable deaths on this day. Television host and producer Dick Clark in 2012, well known for many things, notably ringing in the new year in Times Square. And physicist Albert Einstein in 1955, he developed the theory of relativity. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're the talk of Muncie. People are talking about a very serious traffic situation caused by an even more serious accident ongoing right now. This is April the 18th at 8:47 in the morning. First word came from Melissa Criswell, Muncie Police Department, talking about Tillotson and McGalliard, calling it at 6:48 this morning. Serious crash. Try to find alternate route. Now, as they continue to investigate, they obviously found out how much more serious it was. County Coroner Gavin Green has confirmed to WMUN News Radio at least one fatality is involved in that situation. And McGalliard Road closed between Bethel and Chatham and Oakwood. Tillotson closed north of Bethel. And that word coming from Kyle Johnson from the Delaware County EMA. Just saw Kyle last night at Living Proof taking some photos there, and others have been informing us as well. Sergeant Van Atta and many others too, making sure that we know
to tell you the facts of that situation. When we know more, we'll tell you. And Sergeant Van Atta also told me that somebody would be contacting us immediately when the situation is clear. That is not the case. He did say it'll take several hours to get that investigation completed and the area clear. And again, one fatality so far that we know of. The name has not been released. We'll tell you when we know. Next item here, honoring one of the last.
Securing America.
Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr., the last surviving Medal of Honor recipient from the Korean War, will lie in honor in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda April 29th. House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer making the announcement earlier this week in a statement saying he demonstrated tireless sacrifice for our country and his fellow Rangers and is an exceptional model for service members and civilians alike. The Army put together a tribute video when Puckett was awarded the Medal of Honor.
My life as an Army Ranger and career has been one of the most exciting and interesting things I could have ever done. It was a good experience for me, a growth experience for me. I wish I could do it again.
Puckett spent 22 years as an Army Ranger, also receiving two Silver Stars, two Bronze Stars, five Purple Hearts, and the Distinguished Service Cross. He was 97 years old. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And another related war-type story about a recent honor that Chad thinks was past due.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. A long overdue honor for a national symbol on Capitol Hill recently. Congress recognized the World War II character Rosie the Riveter for her service to the country.
There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie the Riveter.
Few images from World War II endure like Rosie the Riveter. They weren't in the military. They welded in shipyards, built B-17s, and assembled bombs while men fought overseas.
Here, 1,800 women are employed, and they have to be mechanics. War aviation production gets the feminine touch.
98-year-old May Cryer of Bucks County, Pennsylvania, is one of the oldest Rosies still living. Cryer offered sage advice.
My last thought is, remember these four little words, we can do it.
And in the case of Rosies, not only can they do it, but they did it.
Rosie, the Riveter, Rosie, the Riveter.
With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
WMUN, an affiliate of Fox News Radio, updates right before the top of the hour, every day. Word of the day, grubstake. The producer of the documentary was grubstaked by donations from friends and supporters to provide with material assistance for launching an enterprise or for a person in difficult circumstances. Next up, Botox bad?
This is House Call for Health. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently announcing an investigation into Botox administered in non-medical settings. The investigation stemming from botulism-like illnesses in multiple states. A few patients were hospitalized with symptoms including droopy face, fatigue, difficulty breathing, hoarse voice, blurred or double vision, and more. They'd gotten injections from a licensed nurse, but one who was, quote, performing work outside her authority. The CDC in a statement says joint investigations have identified concerns about the use of counterfeit products or products with unclear origin administered in non-medical settings, such as homes or cosmetic spas. Botox isn't just used for cosmetic procedures, what we hear the most about. It can help with muscle stiffness in elbows, fingers, and wrists in kids who suffer from upper limb spasticity. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Final note for today, a teacher making good on a long-ago-made promise.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An incredible promise made over 46 years ago by a teacher to his students makes today's Dean's List. Patrick Moriarty is a retired science teacher from upstate New York. In 1978, he told his students while teaching his Earth science class that the next total solar eclipse that would pass through their hometown in Rochester would be on April April 8, 2024. He told everyone to circle that date on their calendar and they would all try to get together to witness it. Well, 2 years ago, Mr. Moriarty decided to make a Facebook page to remind them of this important celestial event. Hundreds responded and said they would love to come. On April 8th, close to 100 of Mr. Moriarty's students gathered at his home in Rochester to witness the total solar eclipse. Emotions ran high, and he says he could see all of their ninth grade faces coming into his home. Janice Dean, Fox News.
That is so cool. That event brought so many people together in so many unique and interesting ways. I wish we could have another one next week. I really do. Steve Lindell, live on WMUN. Hello, Indianapolis. Thanks for clicking on. Sorry the show is over for now. All the others listening, we appreciate you too. 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and all the rest, plus the Alexa command is always WMUN. Play WMUN. For Emily Guffey, my producer in the Axia Command Center, this is Steve Lindell hosting and inviting you back tomorrow morning for another edition of Delaware County Today on WMUN.